Journal, 1915, Paris, by Catherine Mansfield.
I dreamed all night of Rupert Brooke. And today as I left the house, he was standing at the door, with a rucksack on his back and his broad hat shading his face. So after I had posted a letter, I did not go home. I went a long, very idle sort of amble along the quays. It was exquisitely hot. White clouds lay upon the sky like sheets spread out to dry. On the big sand heaps down by the river, children had hollowed out tunnels and caverns. They sat in them, stolid and content, their hair glistening in the sun. Now and then, a man lay stretched on his face, his head in his arms. The river was full of big silver stars. The trees shook faintly, glinting with light. I found delightful places, little squares with white square houses. Quite hollow they looked, with the windows gaping open. Narrow streets arched over with chestnut boughs, or perhaps quite deserted, with a clock tower showing over the roofs. The sun put a spell on everything. I crossed and recrossed the river and leaned over the bridges and kept thinking we were coming to a park when we weren't. You cannot think what a pleasure my invisible, imaginary companion gave me. If he had been alive, it would never have possibly occurred. But it's a game I like to play. To walk and talk with the dead who smile and are silent and free. Quite finally free.